请我们看出埃及记第二十八章。
Please turn with me to Exodus chapter 28.
我们从第一节念到第五节。
We'll read in Chinese from verse 1 to 5.
从埃及记二十八章第一节念起。
Exodus chapter 28, starting from verse 1.
你要从以色列人中使你的哥哥亚伦和他的儿子拿德、亚庇胡、伊利亚撒、伊塔玛一同就近你，给我供祭司的职分。你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣，为荣耀，为华美，又要吩咐一切心中有智慧的，就是我用圣智慧的灵所充满的，给亚伦做衣服，使他分别为圣，可以给我供祭祀的职分。所要做的就是胸牌、以弗德、外袍、窄色的内袍、冠冕、腰带，是你哥哥亚伦和他儿子穿着圣衣，可以给我供祭祀的职分。要用金线和蓝色、紫色、紫红色线并细麻去做。
We just read Exodus chapter 28, the first five verses.
我们再看第二十九章。
Please now turn with me to Exodus chapter
29. 我们从第一节念到第九节。
We'll read in Chinese the first nine verses.
你是亚伦和他儿子陈胜，给我供祭司的职分，要如此行，取一只公有犊，两只无残疾的公绵羊。无酵饼和调有的无酵饼和没有的无酵爆饼，这都要用细磨面做成。这饼要装在一个筐子里，连筐子带来，又把公牛和两只公绵羊牵来。要是亚伦和他儿子到会幕门口来用水洗身，要给亚伦穿上内袍和以弗德的外袍，并以弗德又戴上胸牌，束上以弗德巧工这的带子，把冠冕戴在他头上，将圣冠加在冠冕上，就把膏油倒在他头上膏他，要叫他的儿子来给他们穿上内袍，给亚伦和他儿子束上腰带，包上骨头筋，他们就凭永远的定律得了祭司的责任，又要将亚伦和他儿子分别为圣。
We just read Exodus chapter 29, the first nine verses.
我们再要看彼得前书第二章。
Please turn with me to First Peter, the second chapter.
第五节。
Verse 5.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
First Peter 2:5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Ye also, as lively stones, are built up in a spiritual house, a priestly, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Christ Jesus.
最后还是希伯来第八章第五节。
Now, once again, turn me to Hebrews 8, verse 5.
他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，梦神警戒他说，你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Hebrews 8:5, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he is about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make it all these things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mount.
神吩咐摩西要为他造一个圣所。
The Lord wanted Moses to make a sanctuary for him, a temple for him.
因为神要住在他百姓的中间。
Because the Lord wanted to dwell amongst his own people.
我们知道这是神在创世以前所定的旨意。
And this is the will of God before creation.
神的心意 就是要住在人的中间。
And God's desire is to live amongst men.
因着这个缘故，神叫摩西为他造一个帐幕。
And for this reason, the Lord wanted Moses to build him a tabernacle.
因为这个帐幕是神自己的居所。
Because this is the dwelling place of God Himself.
所以当摩西造这帐幕的时候。
So when Moses built this tabernacle,
神就再三地在那里警告他说。
And the Lord admonished him over and over, saying,
凡是这个帐幕和其中一切的物件，你都要照着在山上。所指示你的样式。
Of this tabernacle and other things, it was based on the pattern given to you in the mount.
虽然我们的神并不住在人手所造的帐篷里。
Although our God is not a God that lives in a tent made by man.
但是这一个帐幕，摩西所造的帐幕，乃是代表神那永远的居所。
But this tabernacle built by Moses represents that eternal dwelling place of God.
因为它是一个代表。
And because it represents things,
所以它必须在一切的事情上要照着山上的样式。
So it must be based on the pattern in the mount.
否则的话，它会把这个代表代表错了。
If not, it will be misrepresented.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们的主他也在地上要建造一个居所。
Today our Lord also wants to build a dwelling place.
主耶稣说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
The Lord Jesus Christ says, I will build my church on this rock.
阴府的权势不能胜过他。
And the gates of Hades cannot overcome it.
圣经告诉我们说，他是把我们这一般的人把我们都召聚过来。
And he says he calls all the people together.
叫我们能成为神借着他的圣灵所居住的所在。
So through the Spirit, we may be a place where he may dwell.
所以我们看见说，凡是与神有关系的事，我们都得照着山上的样式。
So all things that relationship with God himself must be based on the pattern in the mount.
因为今天对我们来说，不光是有代表的性质在里头。
And today, not only does it have an aspect of representation,
我们看见今天我们在新约的里面已经摸着了那本物的真相。
But in the New Testament, we have really touched the real thing.
所以无论在我们个人基督徒的生活上，
So no matter in our personal Christian lives,
我们要照着山上的样式，
must be based on the pattern on the mount.
就是在我们团体教会的生活上，
And in the corporate life and in the church life,
我们也得照着山上的样式，
must be based on the pattern in the mount.
我们不但是要照着山上的样式，
and not only must we follow this pattern in the mount.
因为在新约的圣经的里面，
because in the New Testament,
特别在新约的圣经里面，
particularly in the New Testament,
神实在是给我们看见了那山上的样式。
But God truly allows us to see that pattern in the mount.
在神的话语里头有许多的教训，
and in God's words are many teachings.
在神的话语里面也许多的榜样，
and many examples found in God's word.
而这些的教训和榜样都是山上的样式。
And these teachings and examples are those patterns in the mount.
对于我们个人的生活有教训有榜样。
In our personal Christian lives, we have teachings and examples.
对于我们团体的生活也有教训也有榜样。
And to the corporate life, we also have teachings and examples.
而这些我们都要谨慎。都要照着山上的样式来做。
And of all these things, we must be very careful and based it on the pattern in the mount.
但是我们也一再在这里地说。
But we say over and over again.
就是我们照着这些的教训而榜样而做了。
We base everything we do on those teachings and examples and do them.
如果我们里面没有摸着那本物的真相。
But yet inside of us, we have not touched the real thing.
我们没有摸着我们的主的话。
Or we have not touched our own Lord.
我们看见就是外面的样式都是很像样的。
Although outwardly everything seems right,
但是在神面前，它不是那个真的东西。
But in God, that is not the real thing.
我们可以在生活的上面很像样的做一个基督徒。
We may live a life based on a pattern of a Christian.
当然，你越要像样的做基督徒，你里面越痛苦。
But the more you seem like a Christian pattern, inside you have more problems.
但是人不知道你里面的痛苦。
But no one knows the pain and suffering inside.
所以人以为你是很像样的一个基督徒。
But some people say you really look like a Christian.
好像你的生活都是很好。
Like your whole life is very good.
但是如果不是基督做你的生命的话。
But if Christ is not your life.
如果这些好的那个行为不是从基督的生命流露出来的话，
and these good things are coming out from Christ itself.
这个不过是道德而已。
These are only morality things.
当然，我们基督徒应当有道德。
True Christians must have morality.
我们不能说我们做了基督徒可以不道德了。
As Christians, what can I say? We don't have morality.
世界上的人都要注意道德。
Because people in the world emphasize on morality.
我们基督徒怎么能忽略道德呢？
So how can we live pay attention to morals?
但是光有道德，这个不过是做世界上的人而已。
But to only have morals is to do things of the world.
我们要做基督徒，必须要有属灵的生活。
But as a Christian, we must have a spiritual life.
我们必须要超过人间的道德。
And must be beyond the morals of the standards of the world.
让基督的生命从我们的身上能流露出来。
That through us, Christ's life may be poured out.
这一个才是基督徒的生活。
And this is a Christian life.
所以如果我们没有摸着基督的话，
And if we have not touched Christ himself,
如果我们没有摸着钉十字架的基督，
or touched the Christ crucified for us,
我们没有摸着基督是我们生命的光，
or that he is the light of our lives,
我们没有摸着基督是我们生命的粮，
or touched that he is the bread of our life,
我们没有摸着基督做我们的大祭司，
or that touched that he is our high priest,
我们没有看见基督为我们离开了幔子，
or that he has opened rent the veil for us,
叫我们能住在神的里面。
And that we can live in front of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们可以在外面受许多的规条。
We can follow many rituals outside.
我们在外面可以表现许多好的行为。
We can manifest in good actions.
但是这个不过是人间的道德而已。
But that these are the only the moral standards of men.
还没有属灵的成分在里面。
And it doesn't have the spiritual aspect of
it. 所以我们不单在个人生活上要有山上的照着山上的样式，
so not only in the personal Christian life must we base it on the pattern of the mountain,
我们要生活像基督在地上生活一样，
but we must live a life like Christ in this world,
好像马太五六七所给我们看见的，
just like in Matthew 5, 6 and 7 we see,
但是马太五六七并不是律法，
but yet these are not the laws,
并不是我们凭着我们天然来遵行，
it's not based on our own nature to follow these laws.
这些是山上的样式。
These are patterns in the mount, yes.
但是要有真正山上的样式。
But truly to have that pattern in the mount,
你必须要让基督的生命在你里面掌权。
You must allow Christ's life to have the authority.
对于团体的生活也是这样。
And the corporate life is also the same.
我们可以凭着圣经的教训来聚会。
We may base our meetings on the Bible.
我们可以凭着圣经的榜样来聚会。
And the examples of the Bible, we may meet together.
我们可以有教会的真理。
And we may have the doctrine of the truth of the church.
我们也可以好像走教会的道路。
And walk the path of a church.
我们可以照着圣经来把教会组织起来。
And we may establish a church based on the Bible.
我们有长老，我们有执事。
We have elders, we have deacons.
我们也可以根据圣经的教训来摆饼。
And we, based on the teachings of the Bible, we have breaking of the bread.
但是我们有了这一切山上的样式。
But yet, if we have all these patterns in the mount,
如果不是基督的话,
if it is not Christ himself,
你看见这些还不过是虚空的虚空啊。
All these are vanity of vanities.
如果今天我们摸教会不能摸着基督的话,
and this latter church cannot touch Christ,
这个教会是社会不是教会。
This church is society and not the church.
今天我们看见有多少基督教里面的聚会。
A lot of Christian meeting places.
你摸不着基督。
You cannot touch Christ.
你可以到所谓的教会里面来。
You can go to a so-called church.
但是基督在哪里呢？
But where is Christ?
如果我们摸不着基督的话，
If we cannot touch Christ.
这个是社会，这个不是教会。
This is society and not the church.
所以你要看见基督徒团体的生活。
So the corporate life.
虽然有山上的样式。
They have a pattern in the mount.
但是这个不是在外面效法就算了。
But to only follow the outward way, that is not enough.
我们必须要看见这是基督的生命在我们里面的彰显。
But we must feel that this is Christ's life revealing out.
因为什么是教会呢？
So what is the church?
教会乃是基督团体的表现。
This is the manifestation of Christ.
是基督在众人的身上彰显他的自己。
That Christ reveals himself amongst all his people.
这个是我们过去几天所已经稍微交通的。
And this is what we have fellowship upon in the last few days.
今天早晨我们愿意再来看一件事。
And today we'd like to see another thing.
我们要看照着山上的样式来侍奉。
Based on the pattern on the mount, we must see of service.
我们今天要侍奉神。
Today we want to serve our God.
但是侍奉神也必须要照着山上的样式。
But to serve our God must be based on the pattern on the mount.
我们知道当神把摩西召到山上去的时候，
When God called Moses to the mountain,
他不但把帐幕和其中一切的器具告诉了摩西。
Not only did he tell Moses about the tabernacle pattern and all the furniture inside,
并且到了二十八章的时候，
but in chapter 28 of Exodus,
你看见说他也是把这个祭司那个侍奉的事来启示给摩西。
He gave him the revelation of the priest's office.
所以在二十八章、二十九章这两章的圣经里面，
so Exodus chapter 28 and 29,
这个也是山上的样式。
These are also the patterns in the mount.
因为神说这些的话也是在山上说的。
Because these words were also spoken in the mountain.
也是把山上的样式告诉了摩西。
And also, this was told to Moses as a pattern in the mount.
你们要侍奉。
You are to serve.
要这样这样来侍奉。
You are to serve in this way and that way.
这样才算是侍奉神。
And only in this way is it counting as service to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我们都知道我们这一般人蒙拯救。
We who have been saved.
做神的儿女。
To be the children of God.
乃是享受神一切的恩典。
We have enjoyed all the graces of God.
你知道儿女是有权利的。
We know that as children we have privileges.
许多的时候，如果你做父母的人。
And as parents,
你生了一些的儿女出来了。
And you have children.
这些的儿女在你身上有权利的。
That these kids have privileges in your life.
有的时候我们想想实在不通。
Sometimes we can't understand it.
好像一个做儿女的人，对于父母，有许多的权利。
It seems that children have many privileges in our lives.
他并没有尽什么义务。
They didn't not do anything good.
但是因为他生下来做了你的儿女了。
But yet they were born as your children.
所以他在你身上就有权利。
So in your life, he has certain privileges.
他有权利吃。
He has the privilege to eat.
他有权利穿。
He has privilege to dress.
他有权利住。
And to live.
有的时候父母生气。
Sometimes parents are angry.
你有什么权利在哪里要求我呢？
So what privilege do you have to ask of this?
你并没有做什么事情。
You didn't do anything.
但是你把我生下来了。
But you said, you born me.
所以我在你身上就有这个权利。
So in your life, I have this privilege.
你知道我们做神的儿女也是一样的。
But as the children of God, we are also the same.
我们并没有做什么事情。
We didn't do anything.
但是神把我们生了。
But the Lord gave birth to us.
他生了我们，我们对他就有儿女的权利了。
And because he gave birth to us, we were privileged as a child of God.
这是约翰福音第一章第十二节。
And this is found in John 1:12.
凡是信他的人。
All that believe in him,
接待他的人,
and all that receive him,
他就赐给他们权利,
and he gave them the privilege,
做神的儿女,
to become the sons of God.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
感谢神，我们是神的儿女。
We praise the Lord that we are the children of God.
我们在那里享受我们的权利。
And we enjoy this privilege.
我们可以祷告我们的父。
We pray to our God.
我们日用饮食求父赐给我们。
And we may ask for bread from our heavenly Father.
免我们的债，如同我们免人的债一样。
So forgive our trespasses as we forgive trespasses of others.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离那恶者。
So we may not meet temptation and escape from our from the evil one.
这些都是我们的权利。
And these are our privileges.
我们向神自许。
And we can receive these things from God.
神就因着他是我们的父亲，他就给了我们。
And because he is our heavenly Father, he must give it to us.
哎呀，今天做神的儿女实在是荣耀的事。
And how glorious it is to be a son of God.
因为我们的父亲有许许多多的恩典。
Because the Lord is full of grace.
而这些的恩典，我们都有权利可以来享受。
Because of this grace, we have the power and privilege to enjoy.
但是我们不要忘记。
But please do not forget.
我们蒙拯救一面是做儿女。
Once we are saved, we are a son of God.
另外一面我们也是做祭司。
But yet we are also a high priest.
我们做祭司来侍奉我们的神。
And as a priest, we must serve our God.
所以在启示录第一章第五节里面，五六节里面这样的说。
So Revelations 1, 5 and 6, we are told.
我们被主耶稣的宝血所洗净。
We've been cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我们做君王，做祭司。
So that we may be kings of the earth and also priests.
我们今天不但是罪得着赦免，
Not only have our sins have been forgiven,
叫我们做了神的儿女，
To become the sons of God,
同时他的拯救也叫我们做祭司来侍奉神。
But yet his salvation allows us also to be priests to serve him.
所以我们基督徒还有另外的一方面。
So as Christians we have another aspect.
除了做儿女那一面之外，
Except to only be a child of God,
我们还有做祭司的那一面。
We must also be a priest.
我们知道祭司就是侍奉神的意思。
And we know a priest is a person that serves the Lord.
一个祭司的一生就是侍奉神。
And his whole life is of service to God.
我们一蒙拯救之后，
And once we are saved,
我们立刻就做了神的儿女了。
Immediately we are a son of God.
我们一蒙拯救之后，
And once we are saved,
我们马上就做了祭司了。
Immediately we become a priest.
我们一面立刻可以开始享受神的恩典。
In one way we can enjoy the grace of God.
我们一面我们马上就得起来侍奉我们的神。
But immediately we must also stand up to serve our God.
你知道当以色列百姓在埃及的时候，
When the Israelis were in Egypt,
神在那里拯救他们出来。
And when he saved them from Egypt,
他打发摩西到埃及去。
And Moses was sent to Egypt.
摩西就对法老说，
And he said to Pharaoh,
神说，
He says, God has said,
让我的百姓去，
Let my people go,
好叫他们侍奉我，
So that they may serve me.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为说，
And don't think, brothers and sisters,
以色列百姓在埃及做奴隶很苦，
That they live a very pitiful life as slaves in Egypt.
现在神的恩典临到他们了，
And now the grace of God is in our lives.
把他们从奴隶的捆绑拯救出来，
So they're liberated from the shackles of a slave.
叫他们从今以后得着自由，
So from that day forth they are free.
那现在你可以自由去生活了，
So you can live freely.
你要做什么就做什么，
Whatever you want to do, do it freely.
从前你要做的你不能做，
What you want to do in the past, you could not.
你不要做的你必须要做，
But what you don't want to do, you have to do.
因为你是个奴隶，
Because you are a slave.
做罪的奴仆，
You are a slave of sin.
那现在主拯救了你了，
But today the Lord saves you.
哎呀，现在你自由了，
But now you're free.
你要做什么就做什么，
Whatever you want to do, you do it.
你欢喜什么就欢喜什么，
What you like to do, do it.
你要到哪里去就到哪里去，
What you like to go, go.
因为你是一个自由的人，
Because you are a liberated person.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
不是这样，
It is not like this.
让我的百姓去，
Let my people go.
好叫他们侍奉我。
So that they may serve me.
从前你们是侍奉法老。
In the past you have served Pharaoh.
现在我把你们释放了。
But now I have liberated you.
你是一个自由的人。
You are a free people.
现在你可以来侍奉我这位神了。
Now you can serve this God.
一个受捆绑的人不能侍奉神。
And a person who is in shackles cannot serve God.
只有一个的自由的人才能侍奉神。
Only a person that is free can serve God.
神创造我们就是要我们侍奉他。
God has created us so that we may serve Him.
我们被创造不是为自己而活。
We are created not to live for ourselves.
我们被创造是为神而活。
But we were created so that we may live for God.
所以当以色列的百姓出了埃及之后，
So when the people of Israel left Egypt,
神把他们带到西南山下。
And when they went to Mount Sinai,
在出埃及记第十九章里面，
And we're told in Exodus 19,
神就把他的心意向他的百姓显明。
And God's desire was revealed to His own people.
神把他们救出来了。
The Lord has saved them.
现在神要告诉他们，救他们出来是为做什么。
Now he tells them why he has saved them.
他神说，我把你们带来。
The Lord says, I have brought you together.
好像母鹰啊，把小鹰放在他的翅膀上一样。
Just like the mother eagle puts the small eagles under his wings.
我把他们带到我这里来。
And I have gathered you together.
你们如果遵守我的吩咐，
and if you follow my commandments,
如果你们守我的约，
and follow my covenant,
我又在万民之中把你们拣选出来做我特有的子民，
you will be a particular treasure amongst all people,
你们要成为一个祭司的国度，
and you will be a kingdom of priests,
成为一个圣洁的国度，
and also a holy nation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
and dear brothers and sisters,
神说我把你们救来，
I have saved you,
乃是要你们成为一个祭司的国度，
so that you may be a nation of priests.
什么叫做祭司的国度呢？
And what does it mean, a nation of priests?
祭司的国度就是说每一个国民都是祭司，
that is that every citizen of that nation is a priest.
不管你是大的是小的，
if you're big or small,
不管你是男的是女的，
or male or female,
所有以色列被拯救出来的百姓，
all that are saved are the people of Israel.
他们每一个人都是祭司。
Every one of them is a priest.
每一个人都是侍奉神的人。
And every person is one that serves God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹， so, 这是何等荣耀的一件事。
How glorious this is, brothers and sisters.
你想一想。
Think about it.
我们的神是这样荣耀的神。
How glorious our God is.
我们是这样地位的人。
And how abased we are.
但是我们的神既然要我们来侍奉他。
But still the Lord wants us to serve him.
侍奉神不是给神面子。
To give the service, not to give the Lord some face.
侍奉神乃是神给我们面子。
But the Lord gives us face.
我们正像有一位弟兄所说的。
Like a brother once said.
我们要爬坐来侍奉神。
We must crawl to serve our God.
要感谢神，因为他要我们来服侍他。
We should thank our Lord because he wants us to serve him.
这是一个非常大的一个权利。
And this is a great power that we have.
这个是每一个神的儿女所有的权利。
And this is the power that each son of God has.
神要以色列的百姓做祭司的国度。
And so the Lord wants the people of Israel to be a nation of priests.
很稀奇的。
But strangely,
在山上的启示里面，
in the revelation in the mount,
神一面启示了会幕和其中的器具。
He revealed to them about the tabernacle and the instruments thereof.
连下去。
But he continued.
他就说，你要把亚伦和他的儿子召来。
He says, call Aaron, your brother, and his sons.
要叫他们起来供祭司的这份。
So they may minister unto the priest's office.
神岂不是说，他要以色列全国的百姓都做祭司吗？
Did he not say that the whole nation of Israel should become priests?
怎么在山上的样式里头，他说你把亚伦和他的家召来。
But why in the pattern of the mount he says, call Aaron and his family.
我要叫他们来供祭司的这份。
So they may minister unto the priest's office. priest's office.
神的话是不是冲突了呢？
Is there a conflict here in God's word?
一面神的心意要全国的人都做祭司。
In one way, God's desire is for the whole nation to be priests.
这是十九章所说的。
This is chapter 19, what it said.
到了二十八章，神说叫亚伦和他的儿子了。
But in 28, we are told that Aaron, come with your family.
叫他们能供祭司的这份。
So then they may minister unto the priest's office.
弟兄姊妹，不是冲突的。
There is not a conflict here.
神就是要给以色列人看见。
The Lord wanted the people of Israel to see
全以色列的百姓都要做祭司
that the whole nation of Israel should become priests.
但是怎样做祭司呢？
But how should they become priests?
是照着亚伦的等次来做祭司
But be based on the pattern of Aaron.
The order.
The order of Aaron.
是照着亚伦的等次来做祭司
Must be based on the order of Aaron.Be a priest.
亚伦和他的儿子乃是在这里代表的。
And so Aaron and his sons are representatives.
他们在那里代表说，以色列全国都要这样来侍奉神。
And they represent that the whole nation of Israel shall serve God in this way.
请弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, please remember.
当初神在出埃及二十八章、二十九章，把亚伦和他儿子召来做祭司。
When God called Aaron and his family in chapter 28-29 to be his priest,
这是代表性的。
And this is representation.
不是代替性的。
But it's not substitution.
不是说我现在要亚伦和他的儿子来做祭司。
He did not say, I want Aaron and his family to be a priest.
其他的人都不必做祭司了。
No one else has to be a priest.
不是这个意思。
It's not this meaning.
神的意思要以色列所有的百姓都做祭司。
God's purpose is that the whole nation of Israel become priests.
但是怎样来做祭司呢？
But how can they become priests?
根据什么等次来做祭司呢？
And based on what order can they become priests?
是根据亚伦的等次来做祭司。
But it must be based on the order of Aaron and his family.
所以当时的启示是代表性的，不是代替性的。
So the time, that revelation is of representation, not of substitution.
但是很可惜。
But sadly,
以色列的百姓在山下拜敬牛犊。
The people in the mountaintops were worshiping the brazen idols.
The golden
calf. Golden calf.
因为他们拜了偶像。
And because they worship the idols,
所以他们不配来侍奉神。
Therefore, they were not worthy to serve God.
不是神不要他们侍奉。
It was not that the Lord did not want them to serve.
那是他们自己把自己破坏了。
But yet they have destroyed themselves.
They disqualify themselves. 他们把自己好像把这个资格放弃了。
And they disqualify themselves.
所以神才让亚伦和他的儿子来代替他们做祭司。
And for this reason, he called Aaron and his sons to represent them as priests.
To substitute.
Substitute.
本来是代表的。
Initially, they were only to represent them.
好像他们是率领以色列所有的百姓，照着这个等次来侍奉神。
Initially, they were to lead the whole people of Israel, representing them in this order to serve.
但是现在呢？
But now,
现在这个亚伦的等次就变了代替性，不再是代表性了。
But unfortunately, the order of Aaron now becomes substitution and not representation.
以色列的百姓不能侍奉神。
So the people of Israel could not serve God.
只有亚伦和他的儿子来代替他们来侍奉神。
And only Aaron and his son can substitute to serve God for them.
你知道这件事对神说是一个极大的亏损。
And we know that to God, this is a great loss.
本来有一两百万的人来侍奉神。
In the past, there were several hundred thousands of people to serve him.
但是现在只有小小的一家来侍奉神。
But now there is only one small family that serves him.
神的心意受了极大的打击。
And God's heart was greatly hurt.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we praise our Lord.
等我们的主耶稣来到地上的时候。
When our Christ came to this world.
因着他在十字架上所完成的那个完全的救罚。
Because he's completely fulfilled salvation.
今天我们的主把我们带回到神当初的心意里面去了。
Now our Lord brings us back to the original desire of God.
圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
我们看见在彼得前书第二章第五节的里面。
In 1 Peter 2:5, we are told,
我们来到主的面前。
As we come before God,
都像活的石头一样。
We're like lively stones.
我们就一同被建造成为一个灵宫。
And we're built like a spiritual house.
做圣洁的祭司。
To become a holy priesthood.
来靠着主耶稣基督献上属灵的祭物。
And to offer spiritual sacrifices based on our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们来到主面前的时候。
And so when we come before God.
我们的主是活石。
We know that our Lord is a living stone.
我们来到他的面前。
As we come before him.
我们接受了他的生命。
And we receive his life.
我们也成了活的石头了。
We also become living stone.
好像主耶稣对彼得说。
Just like Jesus said to Peter.
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
你是一块石头。
And you are a stone, a rock.
我要把我的教会。
And my church.
建造在这磐石的上面。
So we're based on this rock.
彼得是一块石头。
Peter is that rock.
我们每一个人
stone.
我们每一个人都是一块小的石头。
And all of us are small pieces of stone.
我记得有一个人，他称他自己叫小石。
Person says, "I am a small stone."
这个还蛮符合圣经的。
This is very biblical.
我们来到主的面前。
As we come before God,
我们都成了一块一块小的石头。
We are small stones.
虽然小，却是活的。
Although we are small, we are living.
我们都是一块一块石头，像彼得一样。
We are small stones like Peter.
我们与彼得一同被建造。
And we are built together with Peter.
建造在基督的身上。
And we are built on the on Christ's life.
因为基督是这块磐石。
Because he is that stone.
彼得不是磐石。
Peter is not that rock.
如果教会建造在彼得身上的话。
If the church is based on Peter.
教会还没有建造，这个根基就已经摇动了。
Even before it's built, the foundation we moved.
因为我们在马太十六章里看见。
Because in Matthew 16 we see.
他承认耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
He acknowledges Christ that he is Christ and the Son of God.
主就说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
He says, I will build my church on this rock.
但是连下去呢。
But he continues to say,
主说我要到耶路撒冷，我要被钉，我要死去，但是我要复活。
He says, I will go to Jerusalem, be crucified, but I'll be resurrected.
但是彼得就抓住我们的主。
And Peter grabbed onto our Lord.
说主啊，万不可如此。
No, this cannot happen.
你要爱惜你自己。
You have to love yourself.
不要到十字架上去。
Don't go to the cross.
主怎么说？
And what did the Lord say?
回过头来说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。
He says, Satan, get thou behind me.
如果彼得是那个教会的根基的话。
And so Peter was the foundation of the church.
房子还没有盖啊。
And even before this building is built.
这个根基就已经摇动了。
And this foundation will shake.
感谢赞美神。
So we praise our Lord.
教会的根基是基督。
This foundation of the church is Christ.
不是彼得。
It's not Peter.
也不是你。
It's not you.
也不是我。
It's not I.
如果是我的话。
If it's based on me.
那没有盖都已经摇动了。
And even before it's built, it will also be moved.
根基是基督。
And so this foundation.
我们都是小的活石。
And so we are living stones.
我们一同被建造成为一个属灵的宫，属灵的殿。
So we are built together to be a spiritual house.
我们就是神的帐幕。
And we are the tabernacle of God.
但是另外一面呢？
But another way.
我们同时也是圣洁的祭司。
But we are a holy priesthood.
我们是一个祭司的体系。
We are a group of, we are a priesthood together.
会幕盖好了。
The tabernacle has been built.
什么里头的器具都已经按照次序放好了。
And all the furniture has been placed according to the plan.
但是如果没有祭司来侍奉的话。
But without the priest to serve.
祭坛有了。
You have the altar.
但是没有人献祭。
But no one is given a sacrifice.
洗澡棚的水也有了。
And the brazen laver, there's water there.
但是没有祭司洗手洗脚。
But there are no priests to wash their hands and feet.
灯台也有了。
You have the candlestick.
没有祭司来点灯。
But no one is lighting the candles.
陈设饼的桌子也有了。
And the table, the showbread is also given.
但是没有祭司来把饼陈设在桌子上。
But no one is putting the showbread on the table.
金的香坛也有了。
And golden altar is also there.
但是没有祭司来烧香。
But the priests are not burning incense.
圣的宝座也设立了。
And the mercy seat is also built.
但是没有大祭司进去赎罪。
But the high priest does not go there to forgive sins.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
帐幕样样都齐了。
Everything is made there.
但是肃静无声。
But yet there is no sound.
没有一点的动作。
There is no action or movements.
也没有一点的功用。
And there is no work there.
完全是停留的。
It is stopping there.
乃是当祭司进到帐幕里去的时候。
But until the priest enters into the tabernacle.
我们看见整个的帐幕就活动起来了。
We see that there's activity in the whole tabernacle.
这个帐幕变了一个活的帐幕。
It becomes a live act, tabernacle.
祭坛上有火在那里烧燔祭。
And there is a fire of burnt offering.
洗澡盆里的水有人在那里洗手在那里洗脚。
And there are people washing their feet and hands in the brazen laver.
金灯台上的光也照亮了。
And the light shines from the candlestick.
陈设饼也陈设起来了。
And the showbread are on the table.
香也是在那里献上了。
And the incense are being burnt.
血也带到至圣所，向着圣座把它弹上去了。
And the blood is given unto the mercy seat.
你就看见说一切都活了。
And we see that everything is alive.
一切的功用都显出来。
And all the works are revealed.
所以你要看见帐幕和祭司是分不开的。
So the tabernacle and the priest, these things cannot be separated.
有了帐幕，必须有祭司在里头侍奉。
If you have a tabernacle, you must have the priest to serve inside.
有了祭司，必须有帐幕可以侍奉。
And with the priest, you must have a tabernacle whom you may serve in.
祭司不能脱离帐幕。
And therefore, the priest cannot leave the tabernacle.
他脱离了帐幕去侍奉，就是设立另外的偶像。
And if he leaves a tabernacle, what he does is worship another idol.
所以这两个东西是不能分开的。
So these two things cannot be separated.
神的教会。
And God's church.
而神的祭司们。
Or the priest of God.
这两个是联合唯一的。
And these two are united into one.
我们今天都是君尊的祭司。
And today we are the royal priesthood.
我们今天都在神的家里面来侍奉我们的神。
And we must serve together in the household of God.
这两个东西是不能分开的。
And so these two things cannot be separated.
所以在新约的时代。
So in the New Testament times,
我们每一个人都是一块活石。
Each one of us are living stone.
我们一同被建造成为神的居所。
And we are being built together to be the dwelling place of our Lord.
光做活石还不够。
To only be a living stone, that is not enough.
这些的活石要一同建造起来。
These living stones must be gathered to be built together.
你光做一个基督徒还不够。
To only be a Christian, that is not enough.
你这一个基督徒有没有与其他的基督徒一同在生命中被建造起来？
You as a Christian, have you gathered other Christians in life being built up together?
这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
还有一点。
Another point.
你不但是被建造成为灵宫。
Not only are you being built up as into a temple.
你也是在祭司的国度里面的一个祭司。
But in this priesthood, you are also a priest.
所以新约山上的样式是什么呢？
So the New Testament, what is that pattern in the Mount?
新约关于侍奉山上的样式是什么呢？
And so what does the New Testament talk about the service and the pattern in the mount?
在新约的时候，我们山上的样式就是每一个神的儿女都是祭司，都要侍奉。
And therefore the pattern the New Testament is given to us is that all of us are priests and we must serve.
你知道在改教的时候
During the Reformation,
马丁路德和一般改教的人，他起来。
Martin Luther with the Reformation, reformers came up.
他们不但是给我们一本公开的圣经。
Not only did they give to us an open Bible.
他们也特别注重因信称义。
But they emphasized that they were justified by faith.
但是马丁路德就在那个时候。
But yet Martin Luther at that time,
他也传说所有的圣徒都是祭司。
He also preached that all the saints were priests.
Universal priesthood of believers.
He said that there was a universal priesthood of believers.
不是在这里有少数的人做祭司。
There was not a small group of people being priests.
所有的信徒都是祭司。
But there's a universal priesthood of priests, universal priesthood.
马丁路德在16世纪的时候已经在那里讲这个道了。
In the 16th century, Martin Luther talked about this.
但是可怜更正教没有接受这山上的样式。
But yet the Reformation did not receive except the pattern in the mount.
所以你就看见说这更正教的历史还是回头到犹太教的里面去。
So the Reformation unfortunately returns back into the Jewish traditions.
没有看见说所有神的儿女都是祭司。
They did not see that all the sons of God are priests.
所有神的儿女都应当起来侍奉。
So that all the children of God should stand up to serve.
所以第一件是我盼望弟兄姊妹记得的。
So the first thing I hope that you remember,
你是神的儿女。
You are a child of God.
你也是神的祭司。
And also that you are a priest of God.
虽然没有人叫你祭司。
Although no one calls you a priest,
但是你在神的面前实实在在是祭司。
But in reality, in God's presence, you are a priest.
你应当知道你自己的身份。
You should know your position.
你知道你是神儿女这个身份。
You know your position as the son of God.
你也应当知道你是做祭司的身份。
Therefore, you should also know your position of a priest of God.
你应当起来侍奉神。
So just get up and serve.
一个祭司如果不侍奉的话，他就失去了他的身份。
And if a priest does not serve, he loses his position.
所以一个神的儿女如果不侍奉神的话，他失去了祭司的身份。
So if a child of God does not serve, then he also loses the position of a priest.
虽然在旧约的时候，
although in the Old Testament times,
祭司的侍奉是根据亚伦的等次。
The priest service is based on the order of Aaron.
我们在新约的时候
measurable power
所以在这里你要看见在旧约的时候亚伦的等次乃是条例属地的条例
and we know that the order of Aaron is based on things of the world
但是今天我们的侍奉是根据无穷生命的大能
but yet our order is based on the immeasurable of Almighty power.
虽然这两个等次是不同的
although these two orders may be different,
但是我们可以从亚伦和他儿子的侍奉上来得着一点侍奉的原则。
But yet, from the service and order of Aaron, we can also see some principles.
因为属灵的原则是不改变。
Because spiritual principles do not change.
它可以应用在属地的调条例里头。
They may use the things of the world.
它也可以把它应用在在无穷生命的大能里头
but also may use in the almighty powers
所以今天早晨我们就要用这个二十八章二十九章我们来交通一点山上的样式的侍奉
and so today we must use chapter 28-29 to explain the service of the pattern in the mount
还有一点我要加进来的
and I'd like to add a little bit more
我们知道从创二十五章到二十七章
From Exodus 25 to 27,
乃是会幕和其中的五件的启示。
These chapters talk about the revelation of the tabernacle and the furnishings thereof.
到了三十章
，and chapter 30,
我们看见关于会幕里头的五件再启示。
In 30, once again, they talk about the furnishings of the tabernacle.
中间28、29是插在里头的。
And 28 and 29, these chapters are put in between.
这两章是关乎祭司的事情。
Because these two chapters talk about the service of the priest.
你知道这一个在神的话语里面是很有意思的。
So this has great meaning in the Word of God.
25-27.
Chapters 25 and 27
乃是会幕的启示
is the revelation of the tabernacle.
而那个启示，那一条的路是从神来到人的中间。
And this path is from God entered into man.
所以它开始就是约柜和施恩的宝座。
So he talks about the ark and the mercy seat.
它从约柜和施恩的宝座到铜的祭坛。
And so from the ark and the mercy seat, he talks about the brazen altar.
那是神从里面出来到人中间。
So God comes out from the inside into the, amongst men.
但是到了三十章的时候，
But in chapter 30,
你看见说会幕里头加了两个物件。
There are two things added into the tabernacle.
一个就是这个烧香的金香坛。
It is a incense altar.
还有一个就是铜的洗澡盆。
And the brazen laver with its feet are added.
为什么这两个放在三十章里头呢？
And why are these placed in chapter 30?
因为这两个是代表人要进到神的面前去。
Because this represents that man shall enter into God.
人要进到神面前，必须要洗手洗脚。
When we enter before God, we first wash our hands and feet.
人要进到神的面前。要烧香来敬拜。
And as we enter before God, we must worship and burn all incense.
所以二十五到二十七的启示，那是神来到人间。
So the revelation of 25-27 is God enter into man.
三十章的启示就是人进到神面前。
And the revelation of chapter 30 is man coming to God.
我们人到神面前，先是经过铜的祭坛。
And as we enter before God, we must pass that brass altar.
然后铜的洗澡盆。
And pass the brazen laver.
然后到圣所里面。
And we enter into the holy place.
然后就点香。
Then we burn our incense.
所以这是人进进去。
So this is man coming before God.
中间就是二十八章、二十九章。
And in between are chapter 28 and 29.
就是祭司。
These are the priests.
你知道什么是祭司呢？
So what is a priest?
希伯来第五章第一节告诉我们说，
Hebrews 5 verse 1 tells us,
祭司乃是被拣选来替人办属神的事情。
These have been selected by God to do the things of man. The high priest is ordained to do for men pertaining to God things.
他是为着人来办理的事情。
They are ordained to do things for man, for God.
所以祭司啊，那是人和神中间的媒介。
So
mediator,
the priest is a mediator between God and man.
神与人中间的媒介就是祭司。
And a mediator between God and man is a priest.
我们替人办属神的事情。
We do things for man, godly things.
所以你就看见这两章的圣经。
So these two chapters are placed between these two aspects.
神来到人的中间。
First God comes before man.
人怎么能来到神面前呢？
So how can we as man
return to God? 需要有祭司的侍奉。
We must have the service of a priest.
这样人才能来到神的面前。
And only therefore can we come before God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天你与神之间没有别的祭司。
Between you and I, there is no other priest.
因为你就是
Because you are that priest.
我们今天能来到神的面前。
We can come before God.
我们来侍奉他，能来敬拜他。
We can serve, we can worship him.
二十八章第一节。
Chapter 28, verse 1.
你要从以色列人中，是你的哥哥亚伦和他的拿的亚比乌、伊利亚撒、伊他玛一同进前来，给我供祭司的这份。
And take thou unto Aaron thy brother and the sons with him and the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me the priest's office.
祭司不是即投军的。
Oh, priests are not volunteers.
祭司乃是神选召的
，but they are he is chosen of God。
所以你在这里看见说，不是亚伦说，哎呀，我要自动的要来做祭司了。
So Aaron does not say here, I freely want to become a priest.
不，是神说你要把亚伦和他的儿子召来，进到我面前来，更祭司的这份。
But here we are told this call that he may come here to serve in the ministry in the position of a priest.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天侍奉神不是我们投军的。
So we who serve our God, we are not volunteers.
我们是被召来的。
We are called.
我们每一个人都是被神召来做祭司的。
All of us are called to be his priest.
他召了你来。
And when he calls you,
你就是祭司了。
Then you become a priest.
你不愿意，你也是祭司了。
If you're not willing, you are a priest.
你可以说这是强迫，这个召来的。
You've been forced and been called to do something.
我们今天都是被神选召来做祭司。
And God has called and chosen us to be a priest.
哎呀，这个选召实在是一个无上的荣耀。
And this calling is a very glorious calling.
弟兄姊妹，我还要再要注重地说。
Brother and sister, I'd like to emphasize and say again,
像我们这样的人,
like we people,
怎么可以侍奉这位荣耀无比的神?
How can we serve such a glorious God?
但是他召我们,
but yet he calls us.
他说你来,
he says, come.
我要你服侍我,
I want you to serve me.
这是何样的事?
And how glorious this is.
但是召来了之后,
but after they're called,
是不是马上就可以侍奉了呢?
Can they serve immediately?
不能。
But no,
虽然召来供祭司的这份,
although they are called the ministry of the priest's office,
但是还得经过两件事,
but they must pass through two things.
第一件是二十八章,
the first is found in chapter 28,
第二件是二十九章,
and secondly was found in chapter 29.
换句话说,
that is to say,
虽然你是被召来祭司,
although you are called to be a priest,
但是你还得被配备起来, equipped.
You have to be equipped to be a priest.
如果你没有被装备起来的话,
if you're not equipped,
你没有办法尽你祭司的这份,
and you cannot fulfill the position of a priest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天在教会中的难处就是在这里。
Today the difficulty in the church is found here.
有两种的难处。
There are two difficulties.
一种的难处。
The first difficulty,
神已经召你来做祭司了。
The Lord has called you to be his priest.
但是你不知道。
But yet you don't know.
你不知道祭司。
You don't know that you are a priest called by God.
你以为说祭司就是那般少数侍奉神的人。
You feel that the priests are the small minority that serve the Lord.
所谓那些圣品的人。
Oh, the clergy, the clergymen.
那么我们这帮平信徒啊 laity,
and we are the laity.
我们这帮平信徒啊，怎么能侍奉呢？
So how will we lay people serve the Lord?
这是一个错误。
This is wrong.
因为我们每一个人都是祭司。
Because we all are priests.
我们都应当侍奉神。
We must all serve our Lord.
但是我们有第二个错误。
But the second mistake is.
我们现在知道我们是祭司。
We are priests.
我们应当侍奉神了。
We know we should serve.
那我们就忙手忙脚的来侍奉了。
So we're busy doing this and that.
我们就用我们的心思想出各种各样的这个办法来侍奉了。
We think of many ways of serving God.
我们以为说既然是祭司就得侍奉了。
And we said we're a priest, therefore we serve.
那侍奉就手进来了。
So we serve with our hands.
脚就进来了。
And our feet we enter.
头也进来了。
Our heads enter.
嘴也进来了。
Our mouths enter.
什么都进来了。
Everything enters.
肉体完全进来。
The whole flesh enters in.
我们没有被装配，我们就侍奉了。
And without being equipped, we start to serve.
那越帮越忙了。
And the more you become a monkey, the more you help, the more busy it becomes.
所以你要看见，我们是祭司。
So we see we are a priest.
但要侍奉，还得装配起来。
But to serve, we must first be equipped.
你记得以弗所第四章十二节怎么说呢？
You know what Ephesians 4:12 tells us?
说要成全圣徒。
For the perfecting of the saints.
这个成全两个字，在有的翻译里头，那是装配。Equip the saints.
Sometimes the perfecting of the saints means and the equipping of the saints.
这个圣徒要装备起来。
The saints must be first equipped.
圣徒要成熟起来。
They must be perfected and mature.
因为圣经里头那个成全，那个 perfect 成全就是成熟的意思。
Perfecting also means mature.
我们必定要成熟。
We must first have maturation.
我们必定要装备。
We must first be equipped.
这样才能进身体的知识。
And only then can we enter into the ministry of the body.
身体的知识是身体上的肢体起来做的。
And the ministry of the, of the body has to start from this.
我这个身体。
Like this body.
这个身体的知识是谁来做的？
And the ministry of this body, who does it?
这个身体的知识就是我身体里头的肢体来做的。
The ministry of this body is the body itself working. The members of the body working.
我的嘴吃东西。
Like my mouth eats things.
我的喉咙把它咽下去。
And I swallow my esophagus.
我的胃把它消化消化。
And I digest it with my GI tract.
我的肠子把这个东西有的去供应到血里头去了。
The GI tract absorbs nutrients into the bloodstream.
有的就把它排泄出去了。
And others are cast away.
就是我身体上的肢体在那里服侍吗？
And are these members of the body serving?
我肢体在那里服侍，我的身体就增长了。
And as the members of the body starts to serve, then this body starts to grow.
教会是基督的身体。
And we know that the church is the body of Christ.
这个教会怎么能长大呢？
And so how can this church grow?
就是我们每一个圣徒要尽他的功用啊。
That each servant, each saint must fulfill his ministry.
我们每一个肢体都是一个祭司啊。
Because each member of the body, we are a priest.
我们都在那里侍奉呢。
We must all serve.
但是要侍奉，你需要长大。
But to serve, you must first grow.
我刚刚生下来的时候
，When I was first born,
我是不知道。
I didn't know about it.
但是人告诉我说，我眼有眼睛，但是看不见。
I was told that I have eyes but cannot see.
我是慢慢长大一点，我就看见了。
As I start to grow, I started to see.
我生下来的时候，我有手。
When I was first born, I had hands.
但是我不会拿东西。
But yet I cannot touch things.
我要去拿一个东西呀，要拿这个东西，我跑到哪里去了
？And to grab out the objects, I went elsewhere.
我要放在嘴里，就放在背后去了。
To put it in my hand, in my mouth, I put it elsewhere.
我需要稍微长大一点。
I must first grow a little more.
我才能运用这个手。
Therefore, I can use this hand.
我们需要装备。
We must first be equipped.
我们需要成熟。
We must mature.
这样我们才能尽祭司的职分。
And only then can we fulfill the ministry of a priest.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这里看见祭司要供职，需要经过两件事。
So a priest, for him to work, he must pass through two things.
第一
，First,
要穿上圣衣。
He must put on the holy garments.
穿上圣衣就能供祭司的职分。
And so when he puts on the holy garments, he can fulfill the position of a priest.
一个祭司如果不穿祭司的礼服的话
，And a priest if he doesn't wear his garments,
他就不能供祭司的职分。
He cannot fulfill the ministry of the priest.
那么到了二十九章。
And in chapter 29, we are.
一个祭司还没有开始侍奉之前
，And even before he starts to serve,
必须要经过一个奉献的那个礼仪。
He must go through a ritual of sacrifice.
这样他才能供祭司的职分。
And only then can he fulfill the ministry of the priest.
好，我们现在来看看这两方面。
So let's look at these two points.
我又要借时间了。
I'd like to borrow a little more time.
因为我实在还没有开始。
I've just started. 感谢主。
昨天我已经说过了。
Already I've said yesterday.
我们一个基督徒要穿几件的袍子。
We Christians have to wear many layers of robes.
当我们来到主面前的时候。
And when we come before God.
我们本来身上的衣服都是破烂的衣服。
Initially, our clothes were very tattered.
因为衣服是指着行为说的。
Because the clothes represents our own actions.
在圣经里头，所有的衣服都是指着 conduct 说的。
And so all our clothes represents our own conducts.
因为是穿在外面了。
Because we wear them on the outside.
所以什么时候你看见圣经说到衣服，你就知道这是指着外面的行为说的。
So when the Bible mentions clothes, it talks about the conducts of the outward appearance.
我们自己的行为
and our own conducts
像破烂的衣服一样
are like tattered and soiled clothes
不能遮盖我们的羞耻
and cannot cover our shame
所以来到神面前的时候
so when we come before God
神就把我们这个破烂的衣服拿掉
the Lord first takes away our tattered clothes
他替我们穿上一件上好的袍子
and he gives to us the best robes
那个上好的袍子就是基督
and that best robe is Christ Jesus
基督成为我们的义
And so Christ becomes our righteousness.
这样我们能站立在神的面前。
And therefore we can stand before God.
因为神所看见的是基督，不是看见我。
Because what God sees now is Christ.
这个叫做称义。
And so this is called righteousness.
但是我昨天也说了。
But yesterday I've also said.
我们做神的儿女需要穿上上好的袍子。
We must wear the best robes of all.
这样我们做儿女了可以坐下来坐席了
therefore as the sons of God we can sit and feast with him
你想一想
think about it
如果这个丰富的筵席摆在那里
in such an abundant feast in front of you
我们都是穿了那些破破烂烂的衣服坐在那里吃
if we sat there with our tattered and soiled clothes
实在不合适
it's not right
所以今天我们做神的儿女
so we as the sons of God
穿上了基督
as we put on Christ
就享受神的丰富
we enjoy the abundance of God
这是第一件衣服
this is the first robe
第二件衣服我们昨天说过了
and the second robe we talked about yesterday
我们这一班的人今天是基督的身体
we group of people we are the body of Christ
但是到这个身体长大成人的时候
but as his body grows and becomes a man
我们的主耶稣要来
and when the Lord Jesus returns
他要娶我们做他的新妇
he wants to take us as his new bride
但是要做他的新妇需要穿结婚的礼物
but to be a bride you must wear the wedding gown
所以在启示录十九章里头说新妇也装配整齐了
and Revelation 19 says the bride has been adorned with the wedding clothes.
她是蒙恩的穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
And through grace, he wears a fine linen clothing.
这个细麻衣就是圣徒的主衣。
And
the righteousness of the saints.
And therefore, this fine linen talked here is the righteousness of all the saints.
基督是我们上好的袍子。
Christ. Is our good robe?
他遮盖了我们。
He has covered us.
叫我们在神的面前称义。
So that we may become righteous in front of God.
但是基督还要主持在我们里面。
But yet the Lord also wants to start in us, initiate
to be constituted, incorporated.
Incorporated into us.
基督还要主持在我们里面。
The Lord still wants to incorporate into us.
这样我们的生量就长大了。
Therefore, we can continue to grow in this measure.
这一个就是那件结婚的礼物。
And therefore, this is the gift of the wedding.
好像好像有一位弟兄这样说了。
Like a brother once said.
有一天结婚了。
Says, I'm getting married.
新郎站在那里了。
And the new groom is there.
那么等新娘进来。
And he's waiting for the bride.
看见有个人抱了一个小的这个小 baby 进来了。
But someone enters with a small baby.
那么新娘在哪里呢
？So where is the bride?
这个小 baby 就是新娘啊。
So no, this is the bride.
你知道这是不可能的事情。
No, this is impossible.
一定要长大成人呐。
You must grow mature into adults.
所以我们基督徒也是一样。
So we Christians are also the same.
我们必定要长大成人。
We must grow into an adult.
这个长大成人是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to grow into adult?
满有基督长成的身量
We must grow into the full stature of Christ
就是基督在我们里面长大了
that is Christ inside of us is grown up
基督主持在我们里面
And is incorporated into us
这个就是结婚的礼物
And so this is the gift of the wedding
那么今天早上我们要再加一件袍子
And today we'll wear another robe
那个袍子就是祭司的袍子
And these are the garments of the priest.
我们要做祭司的话
For those who want to be priest,
我们必须要穿上圣衣
We must put on the holy garments.
这样才能供祭司的这份
And only then can we fulfill the ministry of the priest.
当然我们在这里看见亚伦和他的儿子
We see that Aaron and his sons,
这个圣衣大部分都是穿在亚伦的身上
And most of these holy garments are put in Aaron's body.
但是这是一个代表性的
But once again, these are only representations.
亚伦和他的儿子是合而为一的
And, but they are united as one together.
就像基督和我们一样。
Just like Christ and us, we are one.
基督是我们的大祭司。
We know that Christ is our high priest.
他是照着无穷生命的大能来侍奉神。
And according to the immeasurable of almighty powers,
他是永远活着。
And he lives for eternity.
替我们祷告。
And he continues to pray for us.
所以他能拯救我们到底。
So he can save us to the utmost.
我们的大祭司是基督。
So our high priest is Christ Jesus.
他身上穿
And he wears his holy garments.
但是他的圣衣不是外加的 It's not additional.
But his outer garment is not something in additional.
他的这个圣衣啊，那是 intrinsic， 那是内在的。
Yeah, but his holy garment is something intrinsic of him.
是从里面穿出来的。
It is put on from the inside.
因为他本来就是这样。
Because by nature, intrinsically, he is like this.
但是对我们来说。
But for us,
乃是外加的。
But there's something which is additionally added on.
乃是神把这些东西赐给我们。
And these are things given by God.
这个是唯一的分别。
And this is the only different point.
但是我们的主怎样穿上圣衣。
So how does our Lord put on the holy garments?
他穿上圣衣怎样是内在的。
And the way he puts on holy garment is through intrinsic methods.
我们也照样要穿上圣衣。
And therefore, to put on our holy garments,
虽然我们的圣衣是外加的。
Although our holy garments are in addition to us, added to us.
换一句话说。
That is to say,
在他，他是恩典。
In him, there is grace.
He is grace.
He is grace.
在我们。
In us,
是恩典临到我们的身上。
Is that grace has been has come upon us.
基督怎样我们也怎样。
As Christ is, we shall also be.
他穿上圣衣我们也穿上圣衣。
As he puts on the holy garment, we also put on the garment.
我们与他联合在一起。
And we are united in one.
这样我们才能尽祭司的这份。
And only then can we fulfill the ministry of the priest.
那这个圣衣啊有七件东西。
And this holy garment has seven elements, seven parts.
第一件是以弗德
The first is the ephod
这个以弗德乃是祭司最重要的一个衣服
The ephod is the most important part of the priest's clothes
这个以弗德用什么来做的呢
And how is this ephod made?
是用金色的线
It's made of golden twine
蓝色紫色紫红色的线
made of gold, blue, and purple
在那个染的细麻上把它织成功用桥梁的手工来织成功的
and made with fine twine linen and of cunning works
你知道祭司的礼服啊与会幕里头的材料和颜色
priestly robes you know that the priestly robes the color used there are the same colors as used in the tabernacle
帐幕用什么材料
And the materials used for the tabernacle.
你看你祭司的礼服也用同样的材料。
We also see that these same materials are made for the priestly robes.
帐幕里头有什么颜色
？And what colors are found in the tabernacle?
祭司身上也有什么颜色
？And the priest also has the same color.
所以你要看见说，神的家和神的祭司是合一的。
So we see that God's home and the priest are of one.
金，细麻是代表纯洁的意思。
And fine linen represents purity.
就是表明，我们的主在地上做人那样的纯洁，像细麻一样。
And this represents when Jesus Christ was in this world, he was so pure, like this fine twine linen.
我们今天也要穿上这个细麻的衣服得。
And so today we must also put onto our life this fine line ephod.
基督在地上做人的那一种的纯洁，就成了我们的性格。
And the way the Lord was so pure, this characteristic must also be our this personality must also be like ours.
蓝是属天的意思。
And we know that blue means of heavenly things.
紫是尊贵的意思。
And purple represents royalty.
紫红是代表荣耀。
And scarlet represents glory.
圣灵就把基督这个坐在地上做人的那一个性格组织在我们里面。
And so the Spirit incorporates the personality of Christ in this world inside of us. When Christ in this world, he was such a pure person. He was so heavenly. And he was so royal and so glorious.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹, 我们读四福音的时候,
as we read the Gospels,
你不是光在那里, 读一点故事啊,
not only are we reading some stories,
你不是光在那里, 知道一点耶稣的生平,
or know a little bit about the story, the life of Christ,
你在那里读四福音的时候,
but as you read the gospel,
神就给我们看见他的儿子在地上做人的时候, 他的性格是什么样子的?
But as a person, we see what kind of personality he had.
这里有一个, 本物的真相的image.
And this is the real image.
这是神要我们磨成的形象.
And this is the real image that God wants us to touch.
因着圣灵在我们身上的工作,
and through the works of the Holy Spirit in our lives,
就在我们里面制造新的性格出来.
And what he makes is that new personality inside of us.
什么叫做性格 character?
Excuse me, what is this new character?
性格不是天生的.
Character is not natural.
性格要养成的.
Character is something which is cultivated.
是不是呢?
Is it not true?
性格从哪里来的?
So where did your character come from?
性情的养成成了性格. Nature.
It's based on nature and turns into character.
All right. 我们每一个信主的人有一个新的生命.
All of us have a new life.
是不是?
Is it not true?
这个新的生命就是基督.
Because this new life is Christ.
这个新的生命带着新的性情.
And so this new life brings a new character.
A new nature.
New nature.
它有新的性情在哪里?
And a new nature is there.
这个性情是纯洁的.
And this nature is very pure.
这个心情是属天的.
And it's heavenly.
这个心情是尊贵的.
And also royal.
这个心情是荣耀的.
And glorious.
我们如果让圣灵做工,
and if we allow the Spirit to work,
我们顺着这个新的性情来生活,
and we submit to this new nature,
渐渐就变成一个新的性格了.
Slowly, slowly you build into a new character.
主在地上怎样过纯洁的生活,
as the Lord walked in very pure life,
我们也穿上了一个纯洁的性格.
We should also wear this new pure character.
主在地上怎样的属天,
and as the Lord was so heavily in this world,
他虽然在地上, 他还在天上.
Although he was still in the world, he would still belong to heaven.
我们如果顺着新的性情来生活的话,
and if we submit to this new nature,
我们在地上如同在天上一样.
We are of this world, in this world, but of this world, but also in heaven.
所以你就看见说，这个衣服得就是这样把它织成功的.
And so the ephod is made in this manner.
意思就是说，我们今天要侍奉神。
That is to say, we are to serve God.
我们不能凭着我们天然的性情来侍奉神。
It is not based on our own natural, our own nature.
我们不能凭着我们老旧的那些的习惯来侍奉神。
Or based on our own habits, shall we serve our God?
我们今天要侍奉神，要凭着圣灵主持在我们里面那基督的性格来侍奉神。
But we must serve in that new character given, incorporated by the Holy Spirit.
我们不要以为说侍奉神光是恩赐的问题。
And don't think to serve God is only based on gifts.
侍奉神是根据性格。
But to serve God is based on character.
如果你有天大的恩赐,
if you have the grace of God,
如果你的性格不对,
but your character is incorrect,
你一切的工作只能毁坏,不能造就,
all of your works can only destroy and not edify.
恩赐越大,
and the more grace that you have, the more destruction you are.
今天在神的工作上, 所有的难处都从恩赐来的。
And all the difficulties of the works of, that comes from the works of God, works is based because of the graces that we have.
Gifts.
But because We have the gifts, but without the character. 谢谢。
因为我们没有这一个性格在那里。
Because we don't have this character there.
我们这个人不对。
We are not incorrect.
所以就是我们有极大的恩赐。
So although we have these gifts,
我们所建造的，我们不但摧毁，还要摧得更多。
Not only do we not build, but we destroy and destroy even more.
这个是神的工作上今天最痛心的一件事情。
And this is something that is very common in the work of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要侍奉神的话，我们必须要穿上衣服的。
To serve God, we must put on the ephod.
你不能凭着你的自己来侍奉神。
You cannot serve God according to yourself.
你不能凭着过去的习惯来侍奉神。
You cannot serve God based on your own habits.
你不能用你天然的才能来侍奉神。
You cannot use your natural abilities to serve God.
甚至于你用属灵恩赐来侍奉神的时候
，and even to use spiritual gifts to serve God.
你要必须根据那个新的性格来侍奉。
But it must be based on that new character.
因为侍奉乃是生命的流露。
Because service is the way that life is showed out.
生乃是把生命分给人。
Service allows life to be given to others.
所以如果基督的生命在我们里面没有组织的话，
So if Christ's life is not incorporated inside of us,
我们没有办法真正的侍奉。
We cannot serve well.
我们的侍奉绝不能超过我们的衣服的。
And our service cannot go beyond our ephod.
如果我们不穿衣服的，我们不能侍奉。
And therefore, if we do not put on the ephod, we cannot serve.
我们的侍奉要根据我们在基督里造成的性格。
And so our service must be based on the character in Christ.
所以你看见祭司要穿上衣服的。
So the priest must put on this ephod.
我不能详细地说。
I don't have that much time to discuss in detail.
因为一件一件详细地说，要说到明天了。
Because if I continue in detail, we'll speak until tomorrow.
我只能这样地说。
But I like to say,
这个衣服都穿上了之后
，and after the ephod is put on,
它有两个肩牌
，there are two shoulder pieces,
连在衣服的上面
，and they are joined.On the ephod.
这个两块胸牌的上面是两块宝石
And on the ephod are two precious stones.
上面刻了以色列十二支派的名字
And there are written the 12 tribes of Israel.
照着他们出生的次序把它排在那里
And based on the tribes they were
on
the birth they were engraved on there.
肩是代表能力的意思
The shoulders represent strength.
在肩上要带着这个十二个支派
and on his shoulders he must carry the 12 tribes
这个十二支派的名字是叫做出生的年日
and these 12 tribes are engraved based on their births
并且是镶在两个红玛纳上面
and they're engraved on two onyx stones
表明说没有分别
That is to say that there is no difference between them.
虽然是十二个支派，但是没有分别。
Although there are 12 different tribes, but there is no difference.
都是根据他们的出生排列的。
And they're based on their birthright.
都是放在红玛纳上面。
And they're all placed on the onyx stone.
但是放在肩上。
And they're put on the shoulder.
就是说要肩负以色列十二个支派。
That is to say, is to support the 12 tribes of the disciples.
我们的主把我们都放在他的肩上。
Our Lord puts us on His own shoulders.
他用他的能力来托住我们。
And through His ability, He holds us up.
对于我们每一个人都是一样。
And He is the same to all of us.
不是对这个人多给他一点，对那个人少给他一点的供应。
He does not give more to some and little to others.
你就看见说，他是同样把我们众儿女都托在他大能的肩上。
And he is treating us all the same, supporting us, all of us, under his almighty shoulders.
我们今天如果要侍奉的话
And today, if we want to serve,
我们也要把神的儿女放在我们的肩膀上
We must also put the children of God on our shoulders.
我们不能自己在那里拣选
We cannot have any selection.
我们要把神的儿所有的儿女都放在我们的肩膀上
We must put all the children of God on our shoulders.
我们每一个人都要肩负神的众儿女
All of them must support the children of God.
但是呢，在这个衣服的上面，第二件就是个胸牌。
And on the ephod on top of that was a breastplate.
这是锯断的胸牌。 breastplate of judgment.
It was the breastplate of judgment.
这个大祭司啊，他这个胸口啊，有一个胸牌在那里。
And in front of his chest was a breastplate.
这个胸牌与以弗德是紧紧地连在一起的。
And this breastplate is connected right on top of the ephod.
这个胸牌上面有四牌。
And there are four rows.
每一牌有三块宝石。
And each row has three precious stones.
每一块宝石都是不同的。
And each stone is different in the rows.
每一块宝石上就刻了以色列一个支派的名字。
And each of the stones has one member of the tribes of Israel.
而不是根据出生的次序。
But it's not based on birthright.
是根据神旨意上的安排。
But based on the will of God.
刻在那里。
And they are engraved there.
那么在胸牌的后面一个口袋里头。
And behind the breastplate,
there's a pocket.
There's a pocket.
在这个口袋里面就装了两个东西。
And in this pocket are two things.
Urim 和 Thummim. Urim, Urim and Thummim.
Urim and Thummim. Thummim, yeah.
今天我们不知道这两件东西什么东西。
And what is this Urim and Thummim mentioned here?
我们只知道乌灵和土明在原文里的意思
Urim and Thummim in the original meaning
就是光与完全 Light and perfection
It represents light and perfection
究竟啊这个大祭司啊他胸上就带了这个胸牌
So the priest has his breastplate
他进到神面前
As he enters before God,
他去寻求神的旨意
and he seeks after God's will.
为做以色列人寻求神的旨意
and for the people of Israel, he seeks God's will.
这个决断的胸牌
and this judgment breastplate.
这两个里头两个东西啊，乌灵和陀明啊
and this Urim and Thummim.
就会起作用。
It starts to work.
叫他知道神的旨意是什么。
It allows him to know what is God's will.
所以这个叫做决断的胸牌。
So this is the judgment breastplate.
究竟这个怎么做我们不知道。
And how it was made, we don't know.
现在也没有了。
We don't have these things anymore.
有人说这两块的这个石头啊，一块是黑的，一块是白的。
Maybe one is black and one is white.
那么等到这个祭司来到神面前的时候啊
，And so when the priest became before God.
把这两块石头啊，就摔一下，捏，摔一下。
He would take these stones and cast them down.
如果或者是摸一下
，or he would touch these stones.
如果摸出来的是白的
，or he would select out the white one. He says that means yes.
如果黑的就是不。
If it's black, he says no.
就是这样来决定神的旨意。
And this way, they determine God's will.
也有人这样的说。
Other people explain.
他说，等到大祭司进到神面前的时候
，when the high priest comes before God,
这个乌灵啊，就发光了。
The Urim starts to shine out.
乌灵和陀明啊，就在那里工作了。
And the Urim and Thummim start to work.
他就照在十二个名字的上面。
And it starts to shine on these 12 names.
十二个名字就 spell out 就排出这个字来了。
And it starts to spell out certain names and words.
就把神的旨意就说出来了。
And this way it tells the will of God.
我们也不知道。
We don't know.
究竟这个什么
？What is it？
在尼希米的时候，乌灵和透明就已经没有了。
In the days of Nehemiah, the Urim and Thummim were no longer existed.
所以今天没有人知道乌灵透明是什么。
So we don't know what the Urim and Thummim is.
但是胸是代表爱。
But we know that the breast represents love.
在爱里头
，in love，
到神的面前
，as we come before God，
为神的百姓
，and for the people。His own nation.
来寻求神的心意。
To seek God's desire.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢赞美神。
We praise our Lord.
今天我们的胸牌实在是在我们胸里面，不是在胸外面的。
Our breastplate is inside our hearts and not on the outside.
我们的乌灵陀明也不是两块的石头。
And these Urim and Thummim are not two pieces of stone.
今天我们的乌灵图明就是圣灵。
That Urim and Thummim is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们每一个人的里面。
The Holy Spirit is inside of every one of us.
所以约翰一书二章二十七节说。
So 1 John 1:27 we are told.
你们有这恩膏在你们的里面。
We have this anointing inside of you.
并不用人教训你们。
So no one has to teach you.
这恩膏在你们里面要教训你们。
And this anointing will teach you.
它在凡事上要教训你们。
In all things it will teach you.
你们要按照恩膏的教训常住在主的里面。
And based on the anointing and his teachings, we must live in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天感谢赞美神。
We praise and give glory to our Father.
我们可以进到神的面前。
We can come before God.
不但为着我们自己寻求神的旨意。
Not only can we seek God's will for ourselves.
我们爱众弟兄姊妹。
But we love brothers and sisters.
我们爱神的教会。
And we love God's church.
我们把神的教会放在我们的心里头。
And we put God's church inside of our hearts.
我们为着他们来到神的面前。
And for the church, we come before God.
圣灵在我们里面。
And the Spirit is inside of us.
就会指示我们。
And it can teach us.
他对教会的感觉。
And teaches us his feelings about the church.
他对教会的盼望。
Or the hopes for the church.
他对教会的呼召。
Or his calling for the church.
他对教会的工作。
Or his work for the church.
我们可以进到神的面前。
We can come before God's presence.
来认识这一切的东西。
And we can know all of these things.
第三节。
The third thing.
外袍。Robe.
The robe.
祭司要穿上一件很长的外袍。
The priest must put on a long robe.
这个外袍是完全用蓝色的细麻布做的。
And this robe is made of fine blue linen.
完全是蓝颜色的。
It's totally blue.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道了。
And all of us do know.
就说完全属天。
We know that this completely belongs to heaven.
今天我们侍奉神是一个属天的事情。
We who serve God, we know that this is of heaven.
我们不能有一点属地的掺杂。
And nothing can come from this world.
今天我们看见在教会里面的侍奉。
But we see in the church service today.
多少都是地的掺杂。
So many times we are blemishes from the earth.
但是真正的侍奉是完全属天。
But the true service totally belongs to heaven.
开始必须属天。
From the beginning, it must belong to heaven.
经过必须属天。
And as the days pass, through progress, it must also belong to heaven.
结果也是属天。
And the results must also belong to heaven.
都是归给神。
And all these belong and are returned to God.
在这个外袍的底下
and at the bottom of this outer robe
有两件东西
two things are found
一个蓝色做的一个石榴
pomegranate first is the pomegranate
旁边是一个金的这个铃
and the side is a golden bell
一个石榴一个铃一个石榴一个铃
There's a pomegranate and a bell a pomegranate and bell and continues
所以祭司走路的时候这个铃叮叮当当就响了
And so as a priest walks you can hear the bells sounding
这样叫他在神面前不至于死亡
So in front of God he will not die
我们知道番石榴在圣经里面
We know that the pomegranate is in the Bible
你知道什么叫做番石榴吗
And so what does a pomegranate mean?
我到美国来有许多美国的朋友从来不知道什么叫做番石榴
Our American friends know what pomegranate is
但是我们在中国很喜欢吃番石榴
But in China we love to eat these fruits
哎呀你把番石榴一打开里面满了紫红的紫
When you open it up inside are red juices
你知道这是代表丰丰满满的果子
And this represents the abundanceFruit, a fruitfulness, fruitfulness.
圣灵的果子
and the fruit of the spirit.
加拉太第五章
in Galatians 5,
圣灵的果子
we know the fruits of the spirit.
人爱神，仁义，信德，这东西果子
there are many fruits of the spirit.
那个金的铃
and the golden bell.
这个
this bell
在哪里？把声音在哪里响
and the sound is made.Today in God's service,
我们完全是在属天的里面来侍奉。
We must totally belong to heaven to serve.
我们是结了圣灵的果子。
And we bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们是靠着圣灵的能力。
And we must base it on the power of the Spirit.
没有一点是属地的。
Nothing must belong to this earth.
没有一点是属人的。
And nothing must belong to man.
一切都是属天的。
All things must belong to heaven.
一切都是出于神的。
And all things must come from the Spirit.
这样的侍奉。
And only in this service.
实在能满足神的心。
Only this service can satisfy God's heart.
那么当然还有内袍啦。
There are the inner garments.
还有腰带啦。
And the girdle, courteous girdle, curious girdle.
你把它腰带束上来，就是做奴仆的意思。
And if you put on this girdle, you become a servant or a slave.
还要戴一个冠冕啦。
And you have
turban.
The turban.
我们中文翻那个冠冕呢。
The Chinese call it the crown.
可你一想到冠冕啊，哎呀，你就觉得可以摇摇你的头了。
But as we think of crown, the Chinese, we start to be a little proud.
但是实在是一个 turban 是固头巾。
But the mitre actually, or the crown, the Chinese is actually a turban.
意思就是说要蒙头的意思。
That is to say, we're to cover our heads.
我们在神的面前要站在一个蒙头的地位上。
Because in front of God, we must stand in the position of our heads being covered.
上面有一块金牌。
And there is a golden plate.
归耶和华为圣。
It says holiness to the Lord.
一切都要归于神为圣。
Holiness.All unto the Lord.
没有一点是为着自己的。
None is for ourselves.
没有一点是靠着自己的。
Nothing is based on ourselves.
没有一点是出于自己的。
Nothing that comes from ourselves.
一切都是出于他。
All that must come from Him.
依靠他。
Must be relied on Him.
归给他。
And all must be returned to God.
愿荣耀归给他。
May the glory be returned to God.
直到永永远远啊。
Until eternity, eternity. Amen.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们穿上了这样的圣衣。
And when we put on these holy garments,
我们才能进到会幕里面来侍奉神。
And only then can we enter into the temple, tabernacle to serve.
我们的神是圣洁荣耀的神。
We know that our God is a holy and glorious God.
你知道这个圣衣是为着荣耀，为着华美。
We know that these holy garments are made for glory and for beauty.
荣耀
，glory
是神的自己。
Is God Himself.
这是他里面的性格。
And this is His character.
神显出来就是荣耀。
And He reveals Himself, that is glory.
华美。
Beauty.
是制作外面的行为。
It is the outward conduct.
所有外面的表现都是华美的。
All outward appearances are beautiful.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们要穿上基督。
Today we are to put on Christ.
在侍奉上也得穿上基督。
And therefore also in service, we must also put on Christ.
我们不单做神的儿女要穿上基督。
Not only as the children of God, we must put on Christ.
不单做神的心腹要穿上基督。
Or as a bride, put on Christ.
我们要做神的祭司也得穿上基督。
But as a priest, we must also put on Christ.
但是记得，这个穿上不是外面穿一穿就是。
But please remember, to wear is not only the word on the outside.
这个衣服是圣灵在我们里面组织出来的。
These clothings are incorporated by the Spirit from the inside out.
是神的恩典加在我们身上。
It is God's grace that is shown to us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是山上的样式。
This is a pattern in the mount.
有人说，既然这是山上的样式
，People have said if this is a pattern in the mount.
好，我们来照做。
Okay, let's do it.
所以上台讲道就要穿那个祭司的礼服。
So when we come and preach, we have to put on these holy garments.
为荣耀，为华美。
For glory and for beauty.
这是羞耻。
This is shame.
外面在那里装作
，Outwardly, you have this appearance.
而里面没有
，But inside you don't have it.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这是假冒
，This is hypocrisy.
神憎恶假冒伪善
，What God hates is hypocrisy.
我们今天要侍奉神
，We want to serve God.
不是在外面加上什么
，It's not something we put on the outward.
乃是从里面穿出来。
But has to be
warm from the inside outward.
这样我们才能侍奉我们的神。
And only in this way can we serve our God.
好，我们赶快讲第二件事。
The second point.
二十九章。
29.
这个我很快把它。
Chapter 29.
这个祭司不但要穿上圣衣。
Not only must he put on the holy garments.
并且他要经过一个承受圣职的礼。
He has to go through the sacrifice and ceremony.
这个承受。
Of consecration, excuse me.
这个承受圣职的礼好像这个里头很复杂的。
The ceremony of consecration seems very detailed.
但是我想我把它简化一下。
But I'd like to simplify it for you.
第一
First,
亚伦和他的儿子到会幕门口。
Aaron and sons must go to the gate of the tabernacle.
他们要用水洗身。
They must first wash themselves with water.
然后就穿上那个圣衣。
Then they put on the holy garments.
然后有膏油就浇在亚伦的头上。
And the anointing of the oil must be starting from the head of Aaron.
然后他们就开始献祭了。
And then they start to give sacrifices.
这个献祭中间最重要的一个承受圣职的那个祭。
They must consecrate the lamb.
The ram of consecration.
Oh, the most important thing is the ram of consecration.
你知道他不但要献牛，要献羊啊。
Now he must give bullocks and sheep.
但是在这个献祭的里面有一个是一个公绵羊。
But yet amongst all these sacrifices, there is a ram.
有两个公绵羊。
There are two rams.
一个公绵羊做燔祭。
One is
burnt offering.
One is for a burnt offering.
还有公绵羊乃是。为着承接圣职献的 sacrifice for consecration.
And one, the other one is a sacrifice for consecration.
所以我们就来看这只羊吧。
So let's look at this ram.
公羊，公绵羊，我昨天已经说过了。
Yesterday I said the ram is
就是代表完全为着主。
It represents that is completely for God.
那么这个羊把它杀了之后
As you kill this ram
就拿一点血
And you take the blood of the ram
放在亚伦和他儿子的右耳垂上
And you put it on the right ear of Aaron
右手的大拇指上
And the right thumb
右脚的大拇指上
And the right great toe
这是什么意思呢
What is this? Excuse me, what does this mean?
你知道这个右耳、右手的大拇指、右脚的大拇指，就是代表这个整个的身体。
The right ear, the right thumb, and the right great toe represents the whole body.
我们今天侍奉神，是整个的人来侍奉神。
That is to say, we who serve God, our whole body serve God.
但是你怎么来侍奉呢
？But how can we serve?
很多的时候，我们以为侍奉最要紧的就是手了。
Sometimes we feel the service, the most important thing is our hands.
最要紧就是脚了。
Or our feet.
甚至于人说侍奉神最要紧是嘴啊
Or some people said our mouths
所以大家都要做嘴啊
So everyone wants to be a mouth
但是你知道侍奉神最要紧是耳朵
But the most important thing to serve God is your ears
一个仆人最重要的是耳朵
A servant, the most important thing that he has is his ears
一个仆人不能听主人的话
If a servant cannot listen to a master
他都是照着自己意思做
Or do things according to his own will
那这个佣人你要不要呢
Do you want this kind of servant?
他是侍奉他不是侍奉你了
He serves himself and not you
所以我们侍奉最重要是耳朵
So to serve the most important thing we have is our ears
血要抹在耳朵上
That blood must touch that right ear
然后要抹在我们的手上
And also touch this big thumb
然后要抹在我们的脚上
And touch our great toe
是什么意思呢
And what does this mean?
意思就是说
That is to say
要经过死
That we have to go through death first
我们的耳朵要经过死
Our ear must first die
这样才能听神的声音
And only then can we hear God's voice
我们的手要经过死
Our hands must first die
这样才能做神的工
And only can we do God's work
我们的脚要经过死
And our feet must go through death
这样才能走神的路
And only then can we walk on the path of the Lord
否则的话
If not
我们听不见神的话
We cannot hear God's words
我们只能听见人的话
We cannot hear the words of man
我们听见自己的话
We hear our own words
我们不能做神的工
We cannot do God's works
我们做人的工
We do the works of man
做自己的工
To do our own works
我们不能走神的路
We cannot walk on God's path
我们走人的路
We walk on man's path
走自己的路
and walk on our own path.
所以弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters
今天什么是承接圣者的礼呢
And so what is the ceremony of consecration?
我们必须要把我们自己身上献上当作活祭
We must first give ourselves a living sacrifice.
罗马十二章第一节
Romans 12:1 we are told.
所以弟兄们
Dear brothers and sisters
我以神的慈悲劝你们
And I exhort you.
将身体献上当作活祭
By the mercy of God that you present your body a living sacrifice
是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
Which is holy acceptable unto God
你们如此侍奉那是理所当然的
And it is a reasonable service
所以你要看见什么叫做侍奉呢
So what is service?
侍奉就是把身体献上
Service means to give your body
将你的身体献上当作活祭
That your body may be given as a living sacrifice.
你的耳朵摸上血
And when your ear touches blood.
经过死
And when it dies.
你的手摸上血
And when you are touched by blood in your hand.
经过死
And dies.
你的脚摸上血
And when your thumb touches blood.
经过死
And dies.
你整个的身体是一个活祭
Then your whole life.Your whole body becomes a living sacrifice.
不再是属于你自己的。
And you do not belong to yourself.
完全属于他。
Because you totally belong to him.
听他的声音。
You hear his voice.
做他的事。
You do his works.
遵行他的命令。
And follow his commandments.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
这一个乃是承接圣者的礼。
And this is the ceremony of consecration.
然后。
And only then,
就把这个公绵羊的自由，它的 fat.
And then we take out the fat of the ram.
加上这个刨饼没有的刨饼。
And the wafer, the oiled bread.
Yeah. 把这两个东西呀放在亚伦和他儿子的手里。
And these two things are placed in the hands of Aaron and his son.
他们两个手忙了这些东西。
And their hands are filled with these things.
还有一个油接 shoulder.
And their
right shoulder.
And a right shoulder.
都放在这个两个他们的手里头。
And these things are put in the hands of Aaron.
他们在神面前再摇一摇。
And they start to wave before God.
然后把这个东西烧在祭坛上。
And then these offerings are burnt.
把这个东西放在手里摇一摇，在原文里头就说 to feel the hand 充满他们的手。
When we talk about the wave offering, it means in the original text to fill their hands.
这个 fill the hand 就是 consecration， 就是奉献。
And this filling of the hands also means consecration.
所以什么叫做奉献呢
So what is means of offering?
奉献的意思就是说
Offering means
现在我经过死了
First I die
现在我充满了基督
And I am filled with Christ
自由 And 到丰富里面的丰富
And this fat represents theFullness inside.
刨饼是代表生活上的纯洁。
And the oil bread represents the purity of the life.
一个是代表基督的神性的丰富。
And one represents the fullness of Christ.
Divinity.
The divinity of Christ.
还有一个是代表基督人性的纯洁。
And the other represents the purity of Christ.
我们的手里满了基督。
And so our hands are full of Christ.
这个叫做奉献。
And so this is an offering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天你的手里满了什么
Today, what are your hands full of?
如果你的手里是满了基督的话
If your hands are full of Christ,
这样你就能侍奉神
Only then can you serve God.
因为侍奉乃是供应基督
Because service means you supply Christ.
不是供应你自己
You're not supplying yourselves.
乃是供应基督
But you're supplying Christ.
所以要经过这个奉献这个礼
So through this offering ceremony,
然后他能开始做祭司
Then only then can you start to work as a priest.
这是山上的样式
And this is the pattern in the mount.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们看看基督教
Today we see Christianity.
我们心里实在伤心。
We are very sorrowful.
我们没有一丝批评。
We are not necessarily have a desire to criticize.
我盼望弟兄姊妹知道，我没有一点的意思要批评。
But my meaning, I want you to know, not to criticize.
我是在众罪人中的一个罪魁，我不配批评。
I'm not worthy of criticizing.
但是今天我看见基督教里头侍奉的光景。
But we see the gospel preaching in the Christianity.
我心里实在是伤痛。
I am very sorrowful.
人在哪里说我们要照着山上的样式
People say we must build according to the pattern on the mount
怎么照着山上的样式
So how can we base it on the pattern?
哎呀你如果要服侍奉的话你一定要经过风里啊
And if you want to serve service you, you must first be ordinated
好像亚伦和他的儿子要经过承受圣礼啊
Just like Aaron and his children must be consecrated
你如果没有ordained的话你不能侍奉啊
And if you are not ordained, you can't serve
你知道这是基督教多少年传下来的那一个律法
And this is a law preached by many years for, as, in Christianity.
If you're not
ordained by the hands of man,
and
there you have, you're not qualified to preach.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个走样是走的什么样?
And this falling off the pattern, what pattern is this?
今天神的仆人是神所膏的。
The servants of God are anointed by God.
圣膏油浇在亚伦的头上。
This holy anointing oil is on Aaron's head.
就流到胡须。
And goes to his beard.
一直流到他的衣襟。
And goes all the way to the borders of his clothes.
基督升天的时候。
And when Christ ascended to heaven.
圣灵充浇灌在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit filled him.
圣灵就下来。
And the Spirit descended down.
在五旬节膏了120个人。
And he anointed 120 some people.
他们受膏做祭司。
And they were anointed as high priests.
他们就起来侍奉神。
So they stood up to
preach. 这个膏油在全身在哪里流啊?
And this anointing oil was all over.
你如果身体上一个肢体。
And if you are a member of the body.
圣膏油就流在你的身上。
And that holy anointing oil is on you.
你就靠着圣灵的能力起来侍奉神。
And based on the power of the Spirit, you stand up.
是神差遣你。
Because the Lord sends you.
不是人差遣。
It's not man that sends you.
是人是神安。
The Lord prepares you.
不是人安排你。
Or does not man prepare you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天如果我们的侍奉。
If today our service.
乃是人所差派的。
Is something sent by man.
是人所奉立的。
Or something established by man.
我们是侍奉人。
Therefore we will only serve man.
我们不是侍奉神。
We do not serve God.
我们今天侍奉神。
And we who serve God, God has chosen and called us.
神选召我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
God calls every one of us.
不是人给我们什么资格。
It is not a qualification given by man.
乃是圣灵做我们的能力。
But the Spirit becomes our power.
基督做我们的生命。
Because Christ becomes our life.
我们是在元首的底下。
And we under his
基督做我们头的底下
and he under his headship,
我们一同来做祭司来侍奉主
and we together can serve as priests together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters,
这一个是照着山上的样式来侍奉
and this is basing service on the pattern in the mount.
这一个是摸着本无真相的侍奉
and this is service when you touch the real thing.
巴不得今天我们的神能得着真的侍奉。
May we hope that our God may receive true service.
哦，我们的神今天得不着侍奉。
But our God cannot receive service.
许多人在哪里侍奉
？A lot of people do serve.
但是究竟神得着多少
？But how much has God received?
加上更多的人根本不侍奉。
But unfortunately, even more people are not even serving.
无怪神的家这样的荒凉。
No matter, there is a famine in God's church.
如果每一个弟兄姊妹都能起来。
If every brother and sister can stand up.
都能装配起来。
And can be equipped.
里头有基督。
And inside have Christ.
外面有圣灵的能力。
And outwardly you have the power of the Spirit.
这样神的家是何等的丰富。
And then, how rich God's home will be.
神所得着的侍奉是何等的荣耀。
and how glory the service God will receive. Shall we bow and pray?
我们的主，我们的神，我们自由复活在地上。求你光照我们，主啊，给我们看见过去我们怎样为自己活着。我们没有知道我们活着乃是为主。主，我们没有权利来服侍我们自己。 主啊，你给我们特权来服侍你。主啊，求你叫我们每一个人答应你的呼召。主啊，我们也仰望你，叫我们不凭着我们自己的肉体，凭着仁义来侍奉。主啊，你叫我们真是能谦卑在你的面前，接受你圣灵的工作。 让基督的生命在我们里面能长大。主啊，好叫我们在你高有的底下，在你元首率领的底下，叫我们配搭来侍奉。我们的主啊，我们赞美感谢你。我们今天所侍奉的是你，荣耀无比的神，是我们侍奉的对象。我们的主，我们敬拜你。 求你正是用血遮盖这些的话语，叫我们不消极地接受它，叫我们积极地来接受它。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。